This is Mark's Almanac, a look back in history. I'm Mark Pennell. It's July 17th, and on this date in 1948, as U.S. Air Force pilot Gail Halvorsen was busy dropping off supplies to the country of Berlin, it being done as a result of the Berlin blockade at the opening stage of the Cold War, a crowd of little children caught his attention, and he handed out candy to them. Impressed by their appreciation, he promised to return with more. And that small act of kindness turned out to be a major operation. Dubbed Operation Little Vittles, what followed was more than 20 tons of candy being dropped on Berlin, with children in the United States getting involved by sending it.
They're just about the most popular men in Germany today. An act of kindness pays unforeseen dividends in the battle for Berlin.
And it was on this date in 1955 that the magic of Disneyland began when it first opened its gates in Anaheim, California. It was so major that a special was shown on ABC.
It's all in fun, and that's what we're here for. The grounds are loaded with about 15,000 people.
However, not all was magical. It was so hot that women's heels were actually sinking into the soft asphalt. They ran out of soft drinks, and there was even a gas leak. As newspapers around the country declared Walt Disney's dream a nightmare, he vowed to fix it, and of course, he did. Today, Disneyland attracts an average of 18 million visitors per year. And that's it for Mark's Almanac. We'll talk Monday when today is history.